Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
All right. That is me. You are tuned in to another episode of the Unstoppable Stories Show with your host, Terrence Leftridge. That would be me. I'm Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge with Unstoppable Coaching, where we help you create your vision, implement your vision, and more importantly, hold you accountable to making that vision a reality. And we do that by helping you get exposure for your vision, helping you to tell your unstoppable story so that you can not only help somebody's life, you may literally change somebody's life and save somebody's life. Thank you so much again for tuning in on this Tuesday evening, a fantastic Tuesday evening. It's been a wonderful day. And you know, like I say, it's been an unstoppable day. I'm broadcasting live from the great city of Chicago, where it is February 21st. And on February 21st in Chicago, it's usually 20 inches of snow on the ground. It's 33 degrees and it's cloudy and it's bone frigid cold. But not today. Today, February 21st, city of Chicago, 65 degrees. And we have had that not one day, but we had not 2 days, not even 3 days, but we have been in the 60s 4 days in a row in the city of Chicago in the month of February in the dead of winter. So you know what I'm saying. I am just enjoying every possible moment, soaking up the sun, having fun, living life on the next level, enjoying this unstoppable life. And so I'm glad you guys are tuning in on blogtalkradio.com and on Facebook Live. We've got people joining in the Facebook room as well as on Periscope. We got people joining in on Periscope. Thank you. I know you could be doing anything else on a Tuesday evening in February. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Unstoppable Story Show, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. And we've got another unstoppable person here for you tonight. Shout out to Yvette Jones in the Facebook. Shout out to Sharon. Shout out to Debbie George, Johnny Mack, Tavia Free Spirit, all watching us on Facebook Live. And shout out to you guys watching us on Periscope. You know what we need? We need your energy. We need your encouragement. We need your support. So go ahead and give us some likes, give us some hearts, whether you're watching on Facebook Live or whether you are watching on Periscope. And if you are listening on blogtalkradio.com and you want to join the conversation, here's all you have to do. 323-870-3764. 323-870-3764. Is the number. You can call in and hit that one on your touchtone phone and join the conversation with our guest tonight. We are talking about self-love as we continue the Unstoppable Love series this month on the Unstoppable Story Show. And you know, self-love, it's really the best love. I believe that if you don't love yourself first, how in the hell can you love anybody else? Yeah, I said it. It's my show. I can say that. You've got to be able to be in love with yourself. You know what I mean? Take yourself out for a date. Hug yourself. You know, spend time getting to know you. And you know what? Even if you're crazy enough, talk to yourself. You know, the song said, talk to yourself when there is no one to talk to. Well, guess what? When you talk to yourself, then you get to know yourself. You get to spend time with yourself. And I like to say I'm the best person I can possibly hang out with because I know me. I like me. I don't have to worry about what anyone else thinks about me. I can just hang out and spend time with me. But here's the caveat. Because I am so confident that I like me, that I love me and that I can spend time with me, then I can share all the things that I like about me, all the things that I love about me, all the things that I know about me with you and with you and with you. You see, because self-love opens you up to other love. And when you have other love in your life to enhance the self-love that you already have, it's a wonderful thing. And we've got a great person tonight who's going to be talking to us a little bit more in depth about self-love. Who is she, you say? Well, she is the self-love strategist. She hails from Houston, Texas. She is one of the members of a great group that I'm proud to be a part of, the Black Belt Speakers group, the Black Belt Speaker family. Shout out to Black Belt Speakers all around the globe. And she has a wonderful story. She's got this book called the My Self-Love Book. And it's basically a book of affirmations, a book of challenge, a book of strategy so that you can learn how to love yourself. You can learn how to be better with yourself. And then as a result of being better with yourself, you can learn how to be better for the people that you that surround you. Now, she believes that self-love is defined as regards for one's own well-being and happiness. However, many of us spend time looking for happiness first in others and give up the power we have within ourselves to be fully happy and whole. So she's going to talk more to us about how you can be fully happy and whole so that when you look in the mirror, you like what you see. Every day I look in the mirror, I wake up after I say it's an unstoppable day, I say I like me. I like where I'm going. I like how I look. And this mirror, I love this mirror for those who are watching on Facebook and who are watching on Periscope. You can see that there's affirmations all around this mirror. And the biggest affirmation is to laugh. I laugh at my flaws. I laugh at my imperfections. You know, I got a gap tooth. I got a wandering eye. But I love each and every part of it because it is my character. It is part of what defines me. It also says the best thing to hold on to in life is each other. So after you hold on to yourself, you want to hold on to somebody else. That's that love. That's that agape love, that love that you share with others. But you can't share that love with others until you learn how to share love with yourself. Now, I could talk about this all night long without even having a guest, but that's not what this show is about. This show is about you and bringing people to you that can tell their unstoppable story and share some nuggets with you. So without further ado, we are going to bring on to the show my little sis, my good friend, Marie Abega, the self-love strategist. So let's cue her up, bring her right on in. Marie, are you on the call?
I am ready and excited.
Hey, 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 it's an unstoppable day, Marie. How are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. Wow, what an amazing introduction over there. I thought you was going to take over the show.
Well, you know, when it's your own show, you got a hard problem shutting up sometimes. But you know what? You are... I know you are fabulous and you are phenomenal in your own right, and you're going to share some great information with our audience tonight from your book.
Yes, yes.
My Self-Love Book by author Marie Abega. So first and foremost, Marie, why don't you formally introduce yourself to our audience so that they can hear the voice behind this beautiful woman that they see on the screen on Facebook Live and on Periscope. You are getting lots of hearts on Periscope right now. So go ahead, tell them about yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, hi, I am Marie Abega, your self-love strategist. I am so humbled to be here right now. My brother, Coach Terrence, is just super amazing. I will never forget the day we met and through our Black Belt Speaker family. But a little bit about myself, I am a mother of two beautiful princesses, going to be queens.
okay.
One is nine, and one is nine, and one is four. I am an educator. I am a black belt speaker. I am an author. I am the founder of a nonprofit organization called Teen Light Inc., which was based in Maryland first, but now it is also in Houston, Texas.
Wow.
And mind you, I'm also a full-time student, so I wear many hats and I'm all over the place, but God knows, without his strength, I would not be able to do any of it.
Well, that is wonderful, and we thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us this evening. So, as always, I like to ask all my guests before they get started this one question. So, here's the question. What does it mean to Marie Abega, the self-love strategist? What does it mean to you to be unstoppable?
To be unstoppable means going extra hard for what you believe in, for what you dream, and whatever you think your assignment is, you have to go extra hard for it. It's being completely tenacious. I know one thing about me, I am very relentless. I don't take no for an answer. If I fall, I get back up. I'm just one of those people that life get tired of beating at because I'm not going to stop getting back up. That is what being unstoppable is to me.
Wow, I love it. And you know, in my book, You Are Unstoppable, the 11 key attributes to living an unstoppable life, the T in unstoppable stands for tenacity. So I love it when like minds come together and they can talk about the same thing. You are tenacious towards life. You are passionate about what you do, and you believe in this thing called self-love. So tell us how you came, how you became the self-love strategist.
Oh, growing up, I remember always being told I was pretty, always being told I was beautiful. I don't necessarily believe that I believed that for myself. I did at some point, but at one point in life, when life had beat me up enough, I had gone through, I was going through marital issues. I had lost my job at one point, lost my home, lost my car, sleeping on the floor with my kids at my uncle's house. I mean, I've been through so much, and I'm literally pouring myself out there right now, but I've been through so much,
oh,
and
yeah.
I went through one of the hardest periods of my life. And at that moment, I don't think I like who Marie was. I didn't like who Marie. I didn't like the person I saw in the mirror. But everybody loved her. When I stepped outside of the house, it was always, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so this. And I wore a perfect smile all the time. No one knew something was wrong with me unless I shared it with them. Because I was so, not just so used to it, I was perfect at camouflaging what I was really feeling inside, and just to keep up with the image that everybody wanted to see, that I believed that everybody liked. And so, but when I got to that point in life where I had to search for who Marie is, what do I like about Marie? I mean, when I looked at that girl in the mirror and I couldn't stand her anymore, and I couldn't, and everything that I was showing outside couldn't even hide anymore. You know, God has a funny way of taking you through a journey. And I believe my life journey, my lessons in life were literally a self-love journey. It was all about me accepting who I am and not so much relying on what other people had to say about Marie.
Wow. So let's dial it back a little, because, you know, we hear this story every now and then about somebody who, to the outside world, they're glamorous, they're beautiful, they look like they got it going on, not a problem in the world. But when we talk to those people, just like you shared your story with us, you don't see that same person, or you don't feel that same way about yourself. So Dallas, can tell us why, if you can, and why you didn't like yourself, or what was it about you that made you feel that way?
Well, I started to realize, for one, that I was privileged, because a lot of people really helped me because of my looks. a lot of people really did things for me and talked to me and accepted me because I had the best clothes, I had the best shoes, I had a nice car, I had a nice house, I looked pretty, my hair was always done, my eyelashes were always done. So I felt privileged in the fact that just because I looked good, people liked me. But people didn't really get a chance to know Marie, the Marie that I knew inside. You know, I had anger issues. I had an attitude problem. I didn't like a lot of things that I was doing. I didn't like being late. I didn't like the fact that I could be late and my professor liked me and it was okay for me to be late, but it wasn't okay for someone else to be late. It's just certain things that, you know, God started to show me. Like, you know, in life, you have to learn how to be able to look at the person inside. I looked at that girl inside and I said, ooh, this girl is ugly. This girl is selfish. This girl is hurt. This girl is torn down. I lack self-esteem because I didn't have my father next to me. That's like my favorite person in the whole wide world. He wasn't there. So I lacked a lot of self-esteem kind of dwindled a little bit from that. I also felt like my mother at some point didn't accept me for who I was. She always wanted to see me as something else. You know, everyone always say, oh, your daughter is so wonderful, your daughter is so this. But I don't think she ever believed that. And that also put a damper on my self-esteem. So going back to your question, looking at the mirror, I didn't really feel like the person that everyone liked outside was who I was inside. And I knew who she was inside. And I knew that that's not who I wanted her to be. And I wanted to be able to match the outside with the inside.
Wow. So it sounds like that you were going through a battle at that time in your life where you had people outside of your family, your friends or people who were doing things for you that saw you as one person. But then inside your own home, you had your mom that was seeing you somewhat differently from what you were being seen on the outside. And then finally, you had how you were seeing yourself on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a lot of different things going on. How were you able to wrap your mind around all these different versions that were coming your way of Marie?
Wow. I think the biggest thing for me was staying in church, staying grounded in the Word of God, knowing that God would never fail me. I always knew that I was in a journey. I didn't understand what the journey was. So I just stayed prayerful. I prayed a lot, and I asked God to reveal me to me. And I think for me, the rock bottom was when I finally decided to leave my husband of 10 years after really working on that person on the inside. When I decided to leave him, it's because I really started to see my worth for who I was. I really started to see myself through the eyes of God. Again, as that young girl battling all those issues, I kept an attitude, of course. I stayed locked in the room a lot. I did a lot of dancing. I stayed in church a lot. I did a lot of dancing. I had multiple outlets, which is so important for a lot of young people right now that are going through these multiple personalities and multiple battles in their mind right now. I had an outlet, and my outlet was church. My outlet was music. My outlet was dance. Not only was I doing it, I was also teaching it to other young kids, not even understanding that that was just a part of my journey. You know, so I feel like God had a lot of his hands on it at the time.
I love it. You know, we are talking to author Marie Abega. She is the author of My Self-Love Book. It's a 30-day journey. It's a book of affirmations. It's a book of healing. It's a book of restoration, all wrapped up in a nice little bow. And as you're watching on Facebook Live and on Periscope, look at that book cover. Look at that woman looking into the mirror and really trying to see who it is that she sees. Does she see herself, or does she see herself, or does she see the representative of herself? So as that young person, when you would look in the mirror, Marie, were you seeing who you thought you really were, or were you seeing your representative most of the time?
I know I was seeing a representative most of the time, that's for sure. But I knew deep down inside my spirit that I was something greater than that. I just didn't know how to tap into that person just yet.
Okay. And now, as the self-love strategist, as you look in the mirror, who do you see?
I see Maria Bega, the self-love strategist. And I see... I see the person that everyone else saw outside. I see that person inside. Right now, there's nothing fake. There's nothing unreal. There's nothing that I'm hiding. My story's out there. Everything that you know of me outside is exactly what it is on the inside, and that was my goal.
All right. Well, we're going to get to know Maria a little bit more through the course of this hour as we talk about her book, my self-love book, I Am Beautiful Inside and Out, on the Unstoppable Stories Show. We've got a lot of people listening and watching on Facebook Live. Lisa Adams. Lisa, you're buffering a little bit, so you might want to go out and come back in. It might be based upon your internet feed. It might be based on mine. I don't know. Anyone else in Facebook Live, if I'm buffering, just put a one in the room or say I'm buffering so that I know, and we'll do our best to work it out. Felicia Muhammad is watching. Shout out to Felicia. Grace Ajele is watching. Tavia Free Spirit. Dr. Ed Womack is watching. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you guys all for watching. And again, if you want to join the conversation and be a part of what's going on tonight on the Self-Love Show, part of the Love Series, all you got to do is dial in to 323-870-3764. And touch the one on the touchtone phone, and you'll have the opportunity to ask Maria a question, give her a comment, or give her some words of encouragement as we go on our self-love journey. So, Marie, you talk about the self-love journey. What is the self-love journey?
The self-love journey is an amazing journey. Not because it's easy, because it's not, but more so because of the result from it, the person that you end up seeing and being at the end of it. Your self-love journey is your journey, is your freedom journey, you know, is your journey to unravel and unwrap all those questions about who you are and just kind of indulge in yourself, love yourself along the way, give yourself some unconditional love, learn how to love you, how to be you, and just get to this place where you can just have this unconditional relationship with you, just at the height you are, at the weight you are, the level of intelligence that you have, your current burden of pain, just entering into this beautiful, peaceful place with yourself. It's amazing.
Okay. And you're going to talk to us about how anyone can begin their own self-love journey as we go through the show. So let's talk about, you talk about using words of affirmation in your book. And what I love about this book is that even though it's a easy read, it's a compact book, it's powerful. From the very first page all the way to the very end. Can I take a second just to read a couple of the things that you have in your book, Marie?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay. So Marie talks in the very first chapter, well, she writes a letter to you in the book, and she talks about what self-love is, and she's got a powerhouse 3 pages full of what self-love is. And some of the ones that stuck out to me that I want you to just comment real quickly on is the very first one. You say self-love is first love because you are no good to me if you can't be good to you first. Wow. Talk about that a little bit. What did you mean by that? You're no good to me if you can't be good to you first.
Yes, through my self-love journey, one thing that I realized for sure is that at the time I was trying to help so many people. My heart was there. My intentions were always to help, but I was misunderstood and it came across the wrong way because I wasn't able to achieve that goal, even though it's something that I wanted to do for other people. And through my self-love journey, I learned that I had to be good to me first. You know, I have to be able to help me first before I can help anyone. I had to be able to like me first before I can like anyone. So I can say I like you, but I won't understand what liking someone else is if I don't like me first, you know. I can't tell you I love you, and I don't know what love is. I don't know how to love me. You know, so it's important. It's important. That's definitely the first one.
And I love how you jump out the box with that. And as you go through the book, part of the way of loving yourself, you talk about is using words of affirmation. And so you talk about affirmations later on in chapter 4. And so let's just pick one that just struck me. Oh, yeah, this one is great. This one. Wow. I love me just the way I am. Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about that one. Why should people love themselves just the way they are?
You should love yourself just the way you are because understand that there's always going to be room for growth. There's always going to be room for errors. You can drive yourself crazy and literally go into a self-hate if you don't really sit around and think about and just like you. I know that sometimes we look in the mirror, you're like, oh, my goodness, my eye's crooked, or I have a gap in my tooth, or my ears are too big. It's okay.
Hey, stop
God
talking
created
about me.
You that. I'm not talking about you, Tess. I promise.
Hey, I'm sensitive.
You know? You see what I'm saying? You have to be able to own that gap, Terrence. You have to be able to own it. It's okay.
I own it. Boy, if I told you what I could do with this gap, well, that's another show. I'm sorry. Keep going.
You know, like, I know I have a peanut head. My head is so small. It's okay. I've accepted that about me, you know. There's nothing I can do about it. You can actually start having fun and enjoying who you are when you start owning your flaws and just really saying, you know what, this is the way God created me. And God says I am perfect in his image. And there's nothing else to say after that. Once I know that I'm perfect in his image, I know that he meant for my head to be little, you know, because that was perfect for me.
I love it. You know, and Coach Johnny Mack is watching us on Facebook Live, and he said, Coach T, you need some self-love. Yeah, I'm going to take some after this. I'm in counseling. I might sign up with the self-love strategist and get some coaching from her, because even coaches need coaching. So thank you so much.
That's right.
Mark from Texas is watching us on Periscope. So with fellow Texan out there watching you, Marie. Marie's in Houston, Texas.
Awesome.
Mark, definitely you guys want to get – Mark, you want to get her information before the end of the broadcast so that you guys can connect and maybe do some things in Texas. We're going to come back, Marie, and talk some more about the three steps that you talk about in – your self-love journey, so how anyone can begin their own self-love journey so they can learn how to love themselves so that they can learn how to love others. Mark says he's in Austin, Texas. So Austin, Texas, meet Houston, Texas. We'll get that information. Maria, give her contact information at the end of the broadcast. But Marie, can you hang out on the other side and come back and share some more information from your book, My Self-Love Book, I Am Beautiful Inside and Out?
Yes, I sure can.
All righty. So you guys, you are watching the Unstoppable Story Show, and you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show on blogtalkradio.com. The dial-in number again, if you want to get on, 323-870-3764. 323-870-3764. And the Unstoppable Story Show, again, is sponsored this week by Bling 10 Personal Assistance. Bling 10 Personal Assistance. Brides leaving it in good hands, or bosses leaving it in good hands, where they say at Bling 10, why be bothered when you can be about getting that business, or you can be about being beautiful? We're going to come back on the other side of these commercials with the Unstoppable Story Show, the self-love show with Maria Bega. Catch you on the other side.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
The Unstoppable Story Show is sponsored by Bling 10, Brides Leaving It in Good Hands, where we offer exceptional personal assistance to brides. Can't find a dress? Need help running errands? Got a checklist that is overflowing or no checklist at all? Allow Bling 10 to tie up those last-minute loose ends. Call Tavia Jordan today at 708-654-0661 and know that help is on the way. At Bling 10, we focus on you not being bothered so that you can just be beautiful. Let us take the stress, brides, out of the most important day of your life. Got an unstoppable story, then the Unstoppable Story Show is looking for you. Email us at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com to get an interview for your unstoppable story. The Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Ordinary people, unstoppable stories. Yes, indeed. We are back with the Unstoppable Story Show. Shout out to our sponsor, Tavia Free Spirit Jordan of Bling 10. Definitely get in contact with her if you need personal assistance services as a bride or as a boss. You can check her out by giving her a call at 708. Looking for that number. Hold on just a second. 708. I got it. 708-654-0661. 708-654-0661 is the number for Bling 10. And you guys, if you've got an unstoppable story and you think our audience needs to hear about it, then I want to hear from you. The Unstoppable Story Show is global, and we know there are stories of inspiration, of triumph all across this world. And I want to bring those stories to the airwaves. So if you have an unstoppable story, if you're doing something great in your community, if you have overcome some things and you want to tell other people how you overcame so that they can overcome, then just email me at Terrence, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, at unstoppablecoaching.com. Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. Tell me a little bit about your unstoppable story. And then who knows, maybe you will be the next guest on the Unstoppable Story Show. And also, you guys, we're having a great event. I believe in going from online to offline. So I want to invite you guys, if you're in the Chicagoland area or if you can get to the Chicagoland area, to come to our special event March 11th called The Art of Love. Unstoppable Coaching presents The Art of Love, a marriage expo event. We're talking to people who are thinking about getting married. We're talking to people who are newly married. We're talking to people who have been married longer than I've been married, and I've been married 14 years, all in a spirit of networking and coming together to talk about love, raw and unedited, raw and real, talking about not only what it takes to get married, but what it takes to stay married. And if you are someone who is interested and looking to get married, if someone popped the question to you on Valentine's Day or on New Year's Eve or on Christmas or even on Thanksgiving, and you're now in the planning stage, we're going to have people there with resources to help you make your special day a wonderful, unstoppable event. We've got Tavia Jordan, one of the sponsors with Bling 10 of the Unstoppable Story Show. She's going to be there. We've got Brenda Tucker Jeffries, who is an author and a wedding strategist, who has the book called Mother of the Bride, where she works specifically with the parents of the bride to make sure that they can overcome obstacles in planning a wedding so that their day can be a great day. And then we've got Sean and Dorian Nash. They are the extraordinary everyday marriage duo, common everyday married folk, been married for 17 years, and they are the authors of the book, Do You Love Me Still? And it talks about the ups and downs of the first 7 years of marriage to help those newly married couples, or even those couples who are thinking about getting married, to get to the other side and to really know what marriage is about and what it takes to stay married. So if you're in the Chicagoland area on March 11th, then you can go to right now bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago, bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago. Tavia, if you can put that in Facebook Live, that'd be great. bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago and register right now. It's a free event. So why else would you not want to show up and network and meet Mr. Unstoppable and some of the amazing people that are part of the Unstoppable Story Show? We'll give you more information about that as we move ahead, but it's bit.ly/Art of Love Chicago to go and register for this event on March 11th. All right, so we are coming back to the Unstoppable Story Show and our guest, Maria Bega. She is the author of the My Self-Love book, I Am Beautiful Inside and Out. Maria, are you still with us?
Yes, I am here.
All right. So let's jump right into your three keys to beginning your self-love journey. We touched a little bit on the first one, but I want you to really go into it, really talk to our audience about how using words of affirmation can help them begin their self-love journey.
Okay. Self-love affirmation is a wonderful tool to use daily to help you begin to deposit positive things about yourself in your memory bank. So, you know, growing up, you've always heard from your uncle, your aunt, your grandma, your friends, that one negative things about you. If you are anything like me and have had a whole bunch of negative people at one point in your life around you, you know that they have deposited a lot of negatives. You may have deposited a lot of negative things about yourself in your memory bank. So words of affirmation is just simply a way to positing some positive to kind of get rid of those negatives. Like if your bank account is on the negative and you deposit some money in there, it starts to go back into positive. Kind of think about it that way in that concept. It really helps to reiterate the fact that you are beautiful, to reiterate the fact that you are enough, the fact that you have everything that you need already inside of you and you don't need to look somewhere else and find beauty outside of the person that you already are. I use that tool daily on my way to work. It helped me completely get rid of all the negative things that I told myself, that I believed about myself, that people told me about myself, because every day I was waking up saying, you know, I'm beautiful in all ways, who I am. I'm confident in all aspects of myself. My beauty is natural. I'm confident with who I am. I release all negativity. I fill my mind with positive thoughts. I attract so much beauty into my life. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I love me just the way I am. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm free of negativity. I like the person I'm becoming. I love all aspects of my body. I can see the true beauty that I am. Just saying things like that to yourself over and over. I mean, I repeated this on my ride to work every single day. I didn't miss it. And sometimes more than once. You know, if I had a hard day, I would go home right before I go to bed. I suggest that you do it twice, once in the morning and once at night. If I had a harder day, sometimes three times.
Wow. Okay. And you know I love affirmations. You know, I wear the T-shirt. I wear the wristband each and every day. I wear my wristband that says I am unstoppable, because sometimes you've got to not just say it to yourself. You've got to see it for yourself.
Yeah.
And the one thing I know is that when I wear the bracelet or when I wear the I am unstoppable T-shirt and somebody looks at me and they see that phrase, then that may be the only time in their day that they have told themselves that they are unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Or if they've told themselves that I'm a child of God, like Auntie Grace is saying to you in the Facebook Live room, Marie. But it's those affirmations that you say to yourself over and over again until you believe them for yourself.
Yes.
And you know, research shows that you have to say something. If you say something 21 days in a row, it becomes a habit. So if you say it twice a day for 21 days, then you know you are just going to be well on your way to believing and achieving everything that you say you are for yourself, and then turn out to be everything that you want for yourself. So I love it. I love it. So what's number two? What's the second thing that they should do as they begin their self-love journey?
Number two is so big, and it's right next to your words of affirmation, is remaining in the attitude of gratitude.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I want to jump on this in my book right now and read the whole chapter for you, because it's I wish I had the time to. I really would.
Well, hit them with the good stuff.
Oh, man. My coach, Dr. Ruben West, introduced me to an app called Bliss. If you don't have this app on your phone, I think if you have a phone, if you have your phone in your hand right now, please go to your app store and download the app Bliss. Bliss
That's
is pretty
B-L-I-S-S,
much,
right?
Yes, B-L-I-S-S. It's pretty much an app that allows you to record what you're grateful for, and it sends you assignments. You know, it makes you think and reflect on what you're grateful for. It's an amazing app that kept me in line as far as being. Being just thankful for life, you know. Sometimes we allow the bad things, the things that has happened in life, to just kind of cloud our space, and we forget that even though some things are bad, some things are still good. Some good things are still happening. Everything is not bad. The fact that you are alive, the fact that you're up and you're talking is a good thing. You know, some people had to fight just to get up in the morning. Some people had to fight just to use the bathroom.
Yes.
Some people had to fight just to walk, you know.
Yes.
And we take those things for granted. When we find ourselves in a rut in life, we kind of seem to take everything else that's going on for granted. So remaining in the attitude of gratitude. I personally adopted the PMA concept, positive mental attitude, that was developed and introduced in 1937. So I didn't just make this up. This is something that's been going on for years. Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich. And I practice this concept daily, where I purposely chose to focus my attention on positive things throughout the day.
I love it. We're talking to Maria Bega, and I'm putting this information in the Facebook Live chat room so people can get it. PMA. You know, a lot of us are walking around, let's just keep it real, a lot of us are walking around with PMS. You know what I'm saying? Because we are afraid to adopt the PMA, that positive mental attitude. I work with homeless families. I've worked with substance abuse veterans. I work with senior citizens. And a lot of them, it's kind of universal. We misery loves company. We love to focus on the negativity. You can turn on any TV news show in any part of the world at 6, 10, and first thing in the morning, and the lead story, mm-hmm. I guarantee you, on every one of those newscasts is going to be something negative. Imagine if our media spent as much time talking about the positive stuff as we do the negative stuff. But when we move to that positive mental attitude, and when we have that attitude of gratitude that, Marie, you're talking about, then we can see how good things are in spite of the hell that we may be going through. You know, I'm sure everything isn't great in your life right now, but you have a positive mental attitude. Everything isn't great in my life, but damn sure, but I still choose to carry that positive mental attitude. And you're saying that positive mental attitude continues to serve you well each and every day, right?
Yes. I mean, you can, the goal is not to become so consumed with what is wrong that you are no longer grateful for what is going well.
Ooh, I think you need to say that again. That's tweetable. The goal is to no longer focus on what's going wrong so that, what's the last
The
part?
Goal is to, the goal is to no longer become so consumed with what is wrong that you are no longer grateful for what is going well.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
And you
Mark
know,
and
Dr. Wayne Dyer said this. I love the quote that he says, that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.
Yes. I know. You know, I love it. Mark in Texas, watching on Periscope, he loves what you're saying so much. He just ordered your book on Amazon. So great job, Mark, for ordering my
self-love
book. Yes, indeed. We've got Lorenzo Burton watching on Facebook Live. We've got Artina Samuels watching on Facebook Live. We've got a whole host of people just commenting. They are really feeling what you have to say. Grace Adeli, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Thank you for sharing that with us. So, Marie, I'm going to
shout out. That's my aunt. Shout out to my aunt. She is, she's so amazing. She's a big part of my self-love journey.
I love it. I love it. Well, we've got some people in queue listening on Blog Talk Radio. So you want to take a phone call, see who's out there and what they have to say?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
All right. Well, we are going to area code 240. Your last three digits are 2337. Let's see if we can bring them in. So you sound like you already know that number. Caller, caller 240 is the area code ending in 2337. You're live on the Unstoppable Story Show. Give us your name and your question or your comment. Last four digits, 2337. You are live on the Unstoppable Story Show. Go ahead and unmute your phone and come on and give Marie a question or a comment. Okay, they may have muted out. So, Marie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's see. This one doesn't have their hand up, but maybe they have a comment. We're going to area code 202 with the last four digits being 8462. You're live on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge and Maria Bega. Do you have a comment or a question? 202 area code.
Hi, Marie. Hello. This is LaRue.
Hi, LaRue.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I've been doing good. I really didn't have a question. I just wanted to let you know that I have been doing everything that you told me to do as far as my homework that night that from the last broadcast. And I have been praying, and I know you remember when I was after the broadcast, I was talking to you and the stuff that I had told you. So I've been up, you know, doing things with the kids. So I'm feeling, you know, a lot better. Still not all the way there yet, but, you know, I've been up for the last couple of days, you know, getting the girls out the house and, you know, us enjoying the weather. And so I just wanted to tell you thank you for getting me started or helping me and being my mentor as far as my self-love journey. And I'm looking forward to continuing this self-love journey and seeing where it's going to not end for me, but see all of the positive that's going to come out of it.
Wow. LaRue, thank you so much for calling in. Wow, you just gave me a lot. I'm very grateful for you right now, and I know for a fact that you have an amazing story at the end of this, and I'm so proud of you, so very proud of you. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk after the show.
Okay.
And LaRue, I heard you on that phone call that Marie was on. I heard you. And let me just say this to you as well. You are stronger than you think you are. You are more powerful than you could ever imagine. You have everything. Do you hear me? You have everything inside of you to be the mom that your children need you to be. Not the mom that the children next door need you to be, not the mom that the children down the street need, not the children that in Chicago need, but the children that God gave you. He gave you everything you need to be the most phenomenal mom that they could have ever had. And if you don't believe that, I want you to believe it from me. I want you to take some of my beliefs and add it on to yours. I want take some of Marie's beliefs and add it on to yours. So when those dark days come where you feel like you're not enough, you will have heard us say that you are more than enough. And because you are more than enough, you are unstoppable, LaRue. Can you take that?
I can. All right.
I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you for continuing to follow your self-love journey, and thank you for partnering with Marie. You couldn't find a better person to help you walk in your self-love journey. And we thank you so much for being a part of the Unstoppable Story Show. It sounds like the little one's in the background, huh?
Yes, she is.
All right. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this evening, and you have an unstoppable week, okay?
Thank you, and same to you.
All right. Wow, Marie. So that was someone that you had talked to on another show that you were interviewed on, and you guys really had a powerful moment during that time. So what does it mean to you when you can see people and hear people on the other side after they've listened to you talk about your own self-love journey?
Definitely brings me hope. You know, for me, that's all it's about. It's about changing lives. Like, just like our coach always tells us, we're not in this for anything else but to change lives, right?
Exactly.
I believe that we are out here definitely changing lives, and that's what it's all about. If I can bring you closer to God and bring you closer to loving yourself and loving who you are to be the best person you can be, that's a reward in itself.
I love it. All right, so you guys, you definitely want to go out like Mark from Texas did just now. Go out and buy the book, My Self-Love Book. I Am Beautiful Inside and Out by Marie Abega. And Marie, you wanted to end the show. You wanted to talk to us about you have an acronym for love. So why don't you share that and any final thoughts that you have with us?
Yes. My acronym for love is The L in love is for leave your mark. Leave a legacy. And whatever you do today, you have to be able to say you were here. Beyonce have a beautiful song that I listen to all the time, and it just says, I was here. You know, you can't achieve, you can't be here if you fully don't understand who you are or if you haven't achieved a self-love. So leave your mark. The O is for overcome your fears, understanding that there will be obstacles. There will be roadblocks. There will be things along the way all the time, not just sometimes. That's just a part of life. You just have to accept that that's what comes with life. And overcoming your fears is not something so easy. It's not easy at all. It's hard because you don't know what's on the other side of it. But think about what faith is. You know, it's believing in the unseen, the things that you have not yet seen. So exercise your faith while you overcome your fears. The V is for vow to never quit. And I said this at the beginning of the show, I am very tenacious. I am very relentless. I don't care what anyone has to say to me. I don't care what who doesn't believe in me. I believe in me. I know what God has deposited into me. And therefore, regardless of what circumstances look like at the time, I don't care if it looks like I will never make it. I never quit. Never, ever, ever quit. Don't quit life. I was at one point in my life, I thought about quitting. I thought about giving up on life. I've contemplated suicide. You guys hear me? Suicide is now the number one killer amongst our youth. I contemplated suicide. I wanted to give in. I wanted to give up. I wanted to give up on life. But look at me today. I am an author. I am a black belt speaker. I am bringing hope. I am changing lives to other people. And you can do the exact same thing just by simply sharing your story and just sticking it in there just a little longer. It's always better on the other side. E, express yourself with confidence. When I finally reached my self-love journey, the last thing that I lacked was confidence, because even though I believed now in who I was and I believed in what I knew, who the person that I was, my mind wasn't yet in alignment with when things were happening. It's like, oh, my goodness, God placed me in this room with a whole bunch of millionaires, or, oh, my goodness, I didn't have a price tag on me. That's what I'm saying. Put your price tag on. Whatever that price tag is your worth. If you feel like you are worth $1 million, walk in that confidence. Walk as a $1 million person. If you feel like you are worth, if you walk out of your house and act like you're worth 10 cents, I promise you, you will be worth 10 cents. People will treat you just as such.
Yeah.
So love
yeah.
yourself. Leave your mark, overcome your fears, vow to never quit, and express yourself with confidence. There you have it.
I love it. You heard it. Marie drops the mic and she shared her acronym for love. Leave your mark, overcome your fears, vow never to quit, and last but not least, express yourself with confidence. I love it. So, Marie, how can they have a deeper conversation with you if they want to get your book, or if they want to sign up for your coaching and your mentoring, or even if they want to get more information about the Teen Light program that you are doing in two cities across the country? How can they get in contact with you?
You can definitely go on my website, mariabega.com, leave me a message, sign on to our newsletters. Also, you can go to Teen Light Inc., that is spelled TeenLightInc, at teenlightinc.org. That is also my website for Teen Light Inc. That is the nonprofit side of things. If you want to pour into the lives of young women, become a mentor for schools, and come into our events and do events with us and things like that. In Texas, we are getting ready to warm up and really, really, really just pour out into the lives of the youth. That's where my heart is, because I remember that's where God touched me. So there you have it. You have on Facebook, I am Author Maria Bega on Facebook. On Instagram, I am Author Marie on Instagram. And for sure, mariabega.com. You can call me I do give my personal number. Yes, call me 346-813-9749. That number again is 346-813-9749. You can call me, leave me a message. I may not respond to you immediately because I told you I wear many hats, but I will definitely get back to you. And you can email me at marie.teenlightinc@gmail.com.
I love it. Well, you know, little sis, I love you to pieces ever since the first day I met you. And, you know, I'm not going to let you get out of here without telling the quote that I love, that she just blew us away with this quote one night on the call, and we were just listening to her, and she was talking about love, and she was talking about learning to love yourself from the inside out. And she said, and I quote, "I want to be like an Oreo cookie." Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the good stuff is on the inside. I was like, oh,
yeah.
My I have never looked at a cookie the same way again. Every time I get an Oreo cookie, I think about you, Marie. But it is just so, something so simple is so powerful.
Yes.
So I love how your simplicity is so powerful. And I want you to keep on being powerful. Keep on changing lives of the young women as well as the young mothers and everyone that you come in contact with. I want you to continue to express the confidence that I have always seen inside of you. And more importantly, Marie, I want you to keep being unstoppable. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. You got it. And,
all
and
right.
Terrence, I just want to say thank you so much for opening your platform. Thank you so much for opening your platform and allowing me to come here and share my story, share my message. You are definitely unstoppable. I cannot wait for a collaboration soon. We will make that happen there in Chicago. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. Let's talk offline about making that collaboration happen so that we can both be seen in 2017. All right, Marie.
That's
thank
right.
you so much. You guys, Marie Abega, author of the book, My Self-Love Book, I Am Beautiful Inside and Out. Get that information. Go to her direct at marieabega.com. Yeah, you could go to Amazon and buy it from Amazon, but go directly to the site because she's got more information on the site than just the book that you need to check out as you walk through your self-life journey. And as always, it has been another banner show of the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. And I thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you and Facebook Live for watching and sharing. I thank you, Mark, and Periscope for definitely not only sharing, but taking massive action to buy your copy of the book while she was still on the call. That is phenomenal. That's what we do here. We connect you and you and you together because your story, somebody else's life. So as always, I want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Don't just make it a great day, make it an unstoppable day. And until we meet again, here's to living your life on the next level. Take care, family.